Being at one with God is something that we must strive to do. It is not easy. Being at one with God is very hard, if possible, because of Satan. And this day, what it represents, no more Satan. Today, I want to talk about the three benefits of being free from Satan. So there are many benefits. I do understand that. I just thought of three beautiful benefits that we don't have to worry anymore because Satan will not be there. Benefit number one, our minds will be at peace. The world we know is filled with deception. It has so much evil in it. What will it be like if the evil that seeps into our mind vanishes? There's no more seeds being planted because Satan takes every opportunity, every time, to just plant a little seed so that seed can grow in your mind and cause destruction. So I think that we have a lot of people in here that have worked with their hands. Matter of fact, everyone in here, I think, is a worker with hands. Well, I'm not the best worker with hands, but I've been required to work with my hands over the years. And I wanted to bring to your attention the word anger. Because I remember doing a project, a basement, and I was finishing the basement, and I blinked and something happened. I cut the board wrong. So I got mad because I cut the board wrong. I measured it 10 times. I still cut it wrong. And so I turned and I hit my drywall, put a hole in the drywall, got mad, angry, hit the fan. The fan broke. And the fuse blew in the electrical socket. And then I'm beyond anger at this point. And I look down and I cut the board on the wrong side of the drywall. Literally, I did everything wrong. And I got so angry. That was like 30 seconds, all of that. But that anger, just, I couldn't think. I was so filled with rage. And I just stopped and sat and I'm like, how can you do everything wrong? But that anger, that frustration, and that is the seeds that pop in. That is Satan. We don't need to do that. The board cost $1.28 back then. I mean, cut another piece of wood. Simple solution. Don't hit your fan. That's probably a pretty good rule to have. The fan, it was plastic, so the blades busted, and guess what? I worked in my basement, and I sweat it because I didn't have a fan to blow the air on me. So I paid the price. Anyhow, I think everyone here has a story like that, where something happened and our mind was not at peace. Please turn over to Isaiah 26. Isaiah 26. Isaiah 26. My wife bought me a new Bible. Of course, now it's 9 months old. But a new Bible, so I get to use it for my sermonette. It's smaller and less bulky than my Nelson Study Bible I brought up here, so I'm very happy with her purchase. Isaiah 26, and if we could pick it up in verse 3, please. Isaiah 26, verse 3. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in high, Yah, and Yah, the Lord, is everlasting strength. Our minds at peace. I say that the Lord God Almighty has so much in store for us, and it is coming. Point number two of the benefit of being free from Satan. Mankind will not seek to destroy each other or this earth. I think everyone knows that man is inherently evil, and I looked and saw how many people were killed, as in a homicide, last year, 2019. Just what is reported in all of the world. We know most of the world doesn't report it, but 500,000 people were killed. And that is murder. That's such hatred. And I don't know how to even come up with a real number. But man hates, has so much hate in him. Well, what about pollution? We know the answer to pollution. The pollution answer is Christ returns. Man is not capable of fixing anything. He just can't. There is a river in Indonesia called the Kiderum River. It is declared the most polluted river in the world. The Kiderum River, they did interviews with the fishermen and they laughed. They're like, why are you laughing? We're not fishermen anymore. They killed all the fish. 60% of all the fish in the river died. So, what do? We're fishermen of junk. We're basically garbage men. They get in their little boats and they float around in all trash. And they just pick glass out of the water and whatever they can to turn it in to collect a day's work. So how could that happen? See, there are 2,000 textile mills running along the river that dump all their chemicals in that river. There's 20,000 tons of waste dumped into the river and 340,000 tons of waste water every day. Every day. So I found it hard to believe how ignorant these people could be, because the next line, there's 25 million people that use that river. You would think that they would have some, they would wake up and say, wow, we're killing ourselves. But no, man doesn't have that ability. They seek to destroy and consume everything. That won't be what it's like. Satan has put a seed in them, and that they are just out to do whatever they can for themselves. Please turn over to Romans 8, please. Romans 8. Romans 8. If we could pick it up in verse 22. Romans 8, verse 22. Romans 8, verse 22. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birthing pains together until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption of the redemption of the body. We need Jesus the Christ to return. We need for Satan to be cast out, to be put into the bottomless pit. We need that. This earth suffers because of what man has done. Point three, the third benefit of being free from Satan, becoming one with God. That is the message. I was reading Life, Hope, and Truth, and it is wonderful how you could read the same article and you read it again on the Day of Atonement before you read it in preparation, but when it gets closer, it's like your homing beacon sets in and you pick up new things. The article meant more to me. And Ceci was reading in Spanish and I was reading in English and different, and we both were talking about what the Day of Atonement really means. And we both said it at the same time, almost, at least in my head, that's how it worked. Being one with God, yeah. That's what we want. Being one. You cannot be one with God if Satan is destroying the minds of everyone, the prince of the power of the air. Being one with God means that you go to God and you ask Him, God, forgive me of the sins that I've done. And you truly repent. Then we could be one with God. As long as Satan is here, his evil is vast. The Day of Atonement pictures reconciliation between God and man. And I can't wait to hear more about that, of course, but it is beautiful what this day, how we afflict our souls this day to bow to God, to get to know God more, to talk with God. After Christ returns, one of the first steps taken will be the binding of Satan for the 1,000 years. And I'm sure we'll get into those scriptures. That action is so important. Throughout humanity's generations from Eden to the present, Satan, the devil, has deceived all people into following a way of life that is contrary to God. Do you want to be a part of the world? No. Why are you here? Because you don't want to be a part of the world. God has called you out of the world. This is where you want to be before you die. This, having the true Holy Spirit in you, that is beautiful. There's not many of us here. With Satan removed, humanity will find it easier to see how awful the sin is, and how wonderful our merciful God is. Over time, each person will come to recognize his or her own sins and will have the chance to repent and seek God's forgiveness and reconciliation. Atonement and unity with God will become the norm rather than the exception. So in conclusion, atonement has such a powerful meaning for us when you look at the plan of God. I tell you, the prophecy series we've had, I'm staring at the plan of God a lot more. Because can you believe it's atonement? Can you believe the feast is upon us again? Time goes by so fast. And I know that I blink and Christ will be here. The events will unfold and every day we'll say, I can't believe this day has gone so fast, this year. And it will. The kingdom will be a kingdom of peace and pollution-free, and all the murder, everything will stop. We will finally be at one with the great God, our Creator.